Welcome to Out of the Office. I'm your host, Kaylin Spickler, bringing you ideas for your next Out of the Office adventure.
You've got to get that bird's eye view of the valley.
Off the couch and away from video games.
If there was one event I would keep inventing, this is the baby.
Got a few things in store.
Every month we sit down with business owners, regional experts, and everyday people to talk about all there is to offer in the Roanoke region.
That's the thing, right? Like, there's always so much fun stuff to cover on a podcast.
My favorite day.
They're having a blast.
We are loving it.
Welcome to this month's episode of Out of the Office. We are officially a year in on our podcast, and it couldn't be more fitting to have Alex North as our guest. We have had him every episode, so you have become very familiar with him over the last year, but we are excited to take a larger deep dive into all of the offerings Roanoke County Parks, Recreation, and Tourism has in store for the spring and upcoming months. Alex, welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's really cool to be here again. You know, being a guest on each podcast has been really fun, being able to, you know, highlight everything that our department does and the impact that has on our citizens and folks throughout the region. And it's really come full circle. It's hard to believe it's been a year.
I know, it really is. And just as a side note, I had someone come up to me the other day and they just complimented the work that we are all doing on this podcast. And I just thought that was so nice because it was nice to know that there are people listening and getting something out of it. So thank you to everyone who has listened to our podcast over the last year and for all of the work that has gone into it.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I go back and listen to some of them. I don't love hearing myself, but I'll go back and listen to some of them because, of course, I'm not always on there. And I love learning about all the different guests that you've had on this past year and looking forward to seeing where this goes for year two.
Me too. Alrighty. So with that, let's talk about what is in store with Roanoke County Parks, Recreation, and Tourism.
Yeah, so it's almost April. It's spring is here. Yes. You know, everything's blooming outside. The trees are turning green. And it's really, you know, a kickstart to our operating year in Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. And, you know, something else that's also coming back in 2024 is our PRT, Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. That's our PRT events calendar. So that'll be released coming up for April. And we have a month chock full of activities and events for folks to attend and, you know, get outside and be active as things warm up. And, you know, April's a very, very busy time for us because not only do we have a lot of events going on that we'll touch on shortly, but our youth athletic season begins with spring operation. Lacrosse practice and games are starting, and then youth softball and baseball. Opening day is, I believe, around the 20th of April. And if you're in our parks, especially with a ball diamond, or if you're in our parks in general, you'll see a lot more passive recreation, but a lot of those kids out there on the ball diamonds, you know, practicing and getting out there and learning a new sport, maybe that they haven't tried before, or some of our older age groups to where, you know, they're getting out there every spring. You know, I was one of those kids back in the day. And anytime I go into one of our parks, I live by a few of them over in East County. And anytime I drive by or see folks on the ball diamond, it takes me back to that time, you know, unlock some core memories as a kid. And it's always fun to see our parks really coming alive again.
Yes, yes. I can imagine that that would be especially special for you and all of the others who have grown up playing in our youth sports and then now maybe have kids or just people that they enjoy watching.
Yeah, it's a really cool time, especially, you know, not only on our parks, but our greenways and trails as well. So it's really a great time to see everyone kind of getting back outside and, you know, becoming more active as we get into spring.
Yes. So speaking of active, we do have a fun offering over at Explore Park that is kind of a hidden workout. I have left sore every time we have done this.
Yeah, so I assume you're talking about Treetop Quest.
Yes, yes.
Yep, yep. So Treetop Quest, as a lot of folks know, or if you haven't heard, it is our aerial adventure and zipline course out at Explore Park. So it's for ages 4 and up, and the operating season goes from April to October. So opening weekend is almost here. Our staff has been training to get the course ready and also training some new staff as well, you know, to keep our participants safe, but also make sure that the course is in good shape and ready to roll for opening weekend. So we passed inspection and we're ready to roll with some training and we're looking forward to getting up in the trees. And, you know, I don't know when your next time will be at Treetop, but, you know, you're always welcome. And it's always a fun adventure. And I agree. It's one of those, whenever I do it, whether I'm doing it with the media or out with some friends and family who are visiting from out of town, it's always one of those things to where you might not feel it the first day after, but the second day for me, it's like, man, that really was a workout.
Yeah.
And for me, I feel it in like my arms, because sometimes you don't always make it to that platform and you have to kind of go backwards along the obstacle course using your upper body, which someone might not think would be an impact, but it's definitely a workout for sure.
Yes, I agree. And so when is opening weekend?
Yeah, opening weekend is April 6th and 7th. And so that kicks off spring operation, which takes place on Saturdays and Sundays all spring. And then once Memorial Day weekend comes, that begins our summer operation, which takes place Tuesday to Sunday, and then fall resumes once the kiddos go back to school in August. Then we go back to weekend operation. So all dates from April to October are ready for registration online. So folks can go to explorepark.org/treetop to register in advance, learn a little bit more about the course. And if you haven't been, or you may not be sure of what the experience is about, you can always stop by Explore Park when we're open for Treetop Quest. Take a look at the course. You know, it's out in the woods, elevated up in the trees. And if you're not sure, definitely take a look beforehand. And, you know, our staff will be able to, you know, talk you through it. And once you're geared up, staff will be able to kind of coach you through. And if you're afraid of heights, like I am, I don't love heights, but once you're out there in the trees, you kind of forget about where you're at, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So I agree.
It's a really fun experience.
I agree. It takes a couple, maybe, for some people, but after you go through the first couple, it's like you're used to being up there in the trees.
Well, and like we have a lot of different options for, you know, different skill levels. Of course, as I mentioned, it's ages 4 and up. So we have the lower courses to the ground, which are our chickpea kids courses. Right. The 4 to 6 year olds love those because it really gets them acclimated to what they'll experience once they're older on some of the courses for ages 7 and up. But it's really cool to see their confidence grow. Maybe it's the first time that they're there, or our summer camp and after school kids get to go there throughout the year. And it's really cool to see them because, you know, they get to kind of cheer each other on, and you could tell the ones who've been there before, it's like riding a bike to them. They get on the course and they go, they fly through. But then, you know, they'll be able to help their buddy or their friend who maybe hasn't done it before, cheer them on, help them go from element to element, and to see that progression for some of those younger kids, and really kids of all ages like ourselves, being able to coach each other up while you're on the course. And it's really a great experience. And, you know, I think my favorite is course 3, because that's mostly zip lines. There's one or two elements that are kind of a walking bridge, but outside of that, it's just zip lines and you can go. So it's really, really fun. And I know we've had a great time out there in the past, and I'm looking forward to what's in store for our 6th season out at Explore Park.
That's incredible. 6 seasons. And I know that you all are, like you said, you're opening on April 6th and 7th, and that's just in time for the solar eclipse. So the libraries, I know they're doing their viewing events, and there are a lot of other events happening. Is there anything that we can expect at Explore Park?
Yeah, so we will be open on Monday, April 8th, which, of course, as we mentioned, is the day of the solar eclipse. Our region here, Roanoke's going to be, I believe, in the 85 or 86% of, we're not going to be full eclipse, but it'll be partial. Mm-hmm. It'll be substantial enough to, you'll notice the difference, which is pretty cool. So I was doing some research. I did prepare. and it's pretty cool because the program will begin at 1. So really the only time slot we have available left is 1 o'clock.
Okay.
We have other groups that are coming. So we'll have about over 100 folks there, which is really cool. And so the experience, you'll start off at Treetop Quest at 1, to where you'll be ziplining for about an hour and a half throughout the aerial adventure course. Well, during that time, about 2 o'clock is when the partial eclipse will begin here in Roanoke.
Okay.
And then the temperature will start to change around 2:30. So, of course, as the moon goes across the sun, you'll notice it getting a little bit darker. Mm-hmm. Temperature will change. And then at 3:15 will be the maximum eclipse for this area.
Wow.
Which is, that's great. So after you're done at Treetop Quest, the folks there will guide everyone up to the visitor center area, where we'll have some education sessions about the solar eclipse, actually view it with our safety glasses, which will be provided to each participant. And then, you know, it's a really cool experience because not only are you doing Treetop Quest, but we have our Twilight Zip, as you know. This one's kind of, the way I think of it, kind of a hybrid. And it's a really, really cool experience for folks to be a part of out at Explore Park. And, you know, you're having fun on the zipline course, but also learning a little bit about the solar eclipse and taking it in. And, you know, it's not something that happens every year, as you know, and it's going to be a really fun event.
Yes, I know. I completely forgot about the temperature changing, which was really just wasn't processing the whole event fully because, of course, the temperature is going to change. But I'm pretty sure it was the summer before I went to college. So 6 years ago was the last one?
Yes, it's the last one that I remember was 2017.
Or yeah, it was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm old.
Don't even. So the last time it happened, I was actually at Explore Park.
Okay.
I was working out there at the visitor center, and it was a really cool day. It was, I believe it was in August.
Yeah.
And I remember going outside, me and some of my coworkers there, and it was really weird because once it started getting darker, you know, it kind of looked like an old-time movie film to where at night, of course, they filmed during the day, but they put like the fancy film on it to make it look like at night.
Right.
It felt like that. It looked like that. And then all of a sudden, you didn't really hear anything. It's like all the animals, all the birds stopped chirping. And it was kind of eerie. And then all of a sudden, put your safety glasses on and you can actually see it. And it was really cool to see, you know, be out in nature at Explore Park and see something you don't get to see every day or every year. And it was really neat.
Yes, I agree. So I'm excited for this one. I think that this event is so incredible. In addition to the viewing events that the libraries are doing. So if you don't make the reservation in time to head out to Explore Park, then the libraries might have a spot still open for you. But we're definitely trying to give a lot of opportunities across the county and in different ways too, which I think is really exciting.
Yeah, it's really great to see, you know, with these type events, it's really cool to see all the ideas that our programmers, you know, throughout the county and, you know, regionally do offer. And it's going to be a great day out at Explore Park.
So with all of the fun, people need to eat. And so we have some options for that throughout the spring.
Yeah, so Food Truck Thursday returns to Roanoke County Parks, kicking off in April. So it'll be every other Thursday in April and May. So April 11th, we'll start off at Greenhill Park. Then April 25th, we'll move to Walren Park. May 9th, over to Merriman Soccer Complex. That's the first time it'll be there. And then May 23rd, we'll go back to Greenhill Park. So last year, this was a new event that we began in the summer and it rolled into fall. It was pretty successful and folks really enjoyed it because these locations were chosen because, you know, number one, they're in our parks, but number two, they're near areas where, you know, some of the businesses may or may not have a lot of options or they may have to commute a little bit further to get some lunch. And these are some really fresh local restaurants and food trucks who will be participating this year. So the lineup, we have Empanada Nirvana, Copper Dog and Company, Rocky Mount Smokehouse, who participated last year, Chris's Coffee and Custard, and Driftwood Catering. So it's a new lineup, and yes, we're looking forward to having some of those local food trucks featured and, you know, be able to provide a great lunch in our parks.
That is awesome. I am excited for that. I'm excited that we have it going on in the spring. So that'll be great to be able to go eat lunch outside with everyone here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and in the special events staff, they got some new seating arrangements or seating equipment, basically. So we have some new picnic tables and awesome, some nice umbrellas, so it'll be a little bit more of a park ambiance while we're out there. We will have seating available at each Food Truck Thursday event. We have some new picnic tables and some nice shade umbrellas for folks to enjoy their lunch, or you can bring your own picnic blanket and enjoy the park while you're there.
That is perfect. I am looking forward to it. And another thing that I'm looking forward to that I got to go to for the first time last year is the Kite Festival, also at Greenhill Park.
Yeah, so this year is our 23rd year for the Kite Festival, which is coming up on Saturday, April 20th. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to a great day. It's a free event for the community to come out and enjoy, number one, the park, but, you know, what the event's about is the kites. Kind of brings that inner kid back in all of us, and it's really cool to see a lot of the folks who've been coming each year. You know, really, that's another opportunity for folks to come out and enjoy the day, and, you know, folks fly their own kites that they bring, or we do have vendors on site that sell some, and we will have 1,000 free kites provided by Anthem Health Keepers. That was a hit last year.
Yes.
We had some of those.
Yeah.
I still have mine. And this year, it'll be a blue kite instead of white. So, you know, if you came last year and got one, you'll be able to get there early because they will go fast while supplies last and get your free kite. And then we also will have the classic kite demonstrations from the Richmond Air Force Kite Club. And that's a really cool opportunity because those are the folks who are really the experts in kite flying. And they travel all over the East Coast, a lot of these folks with the Richmond Kite Club and some of the other kite clubs that participate. It's really cool to see because they have massive, massive kites. I know last year was your first time.
Yes.
There were some huge. There's an octopus. There's a lot of different animals that are really turned into kites, and it's really cool to see once you pull into the park, man, it's massive.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, really showcases their talents and their abilities while also, you know, introducing that to some of the younger kids as well. So it's a really fun event, and we're looking forward to having that again this year.
Yes, and just as a little notice to everyone else, those 1,000 kites went by quickly. By the time I got there, they were gone. So, which I mean, I got there around lunch, a little bit after. So definitely get there before lunch if you want a free kite, I would suggest. And that way then you can have the kite to then get a little bit of lessons from those professionals, because it really was incredible. It is definitely a sport, or at least a skill to have. You can't, if you want to do the little tricks that they have, you don't just go and fly a kite.
Yeah,
you,
for sure.
You learn.
A lot of those, it's funny because my first time was, I believe, 2 years ago at that event. And so, you know, when you think of a kite, hey, you know, a single line, you throw it up, you let it go, you know, 100 feet in the air or so, and then, you know, keep doing that process over and over.
Mm-hmm.
These professionals, they have what are, I believe, tandem kites.
So
they have not just one line that goes out to the kite, but they have two, and some of us have multiple lines on each, and the way they can control those and, you know, use the wind, it's really, really impressive to see. And, you know, it's not something that is that I would be able to try first time, but it is a roped off area to, number one, keep folks safe, but also, you know, a lot of these kite flyers, you know, they're around the exterior of their demonstration field, so mm-hmm. folks can talk to them, learn a little bit more about the process, and really, you know, get up close as you can to see them, you know, and using their talent and ability to make these kites, you know, dance or do different moves. And there's some really different maneuvers, I believe is the correct term, as I've learned working with some of them in the last few years. And it's really cool to see, and we're looking forward to that coming back to Greenhill Park this spring.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to check out Greenhill Park again a couple weeks later, you guys will also be hosting an event there as well.
Yeah, so a new event that we're hosting on Saturday, May 4th, mm-hmm. Is Parkside Picks. So what is that, you ask? It is a community yard sale and kind of flea market style of event. So if you have stuff that you're looking to either get rid of or think that, you know, free up some space in your own house or that you have in storage and want to share that with someone, we got you covered.
Yeah.
And so it's a brand new event that we'll have, and we've already got, I believe, 45 different vendors or folks coming together to become a vendor. And if you want to become a vendor, you can go online to RoanokeCountyParks.com and register in advance. It's $20. All right. And that gets you a 20-foot by 30-foot space. And so that'll be in the front of the park. So when you pull in that morning, the event is from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you've ever been to a yard sale before, normally early in the morning, nice and cool, fingers crossed weather wise, it's going to be great because not only are we going to have those folks for the community yard sale and flea market, but we'll also have some food truck vendors as well. So, you know, stop by, you know, pick up some unique decor or one of a kind gifts. And then we're looking forward to having that day there as well. So it's going to be a great day for a first event coming up at Greenhill Park.
Yeah, that's awesome. And to just look ahead even further, we will be getting more into the summer offerings, and that includes summer camp, but it also includes the Tavern Stage Summer. I always get so tongue-tied with this. The Tavern Stage Summer Music Series.
Yeah, say that 5 times fast.
I don't think I could.
Okay, so basically, you know, as we're talking about spring, it's hard for us, you know, to get all the way through spring before we look at summer, as you mentioned. And of course, Tavern Stage Summer Music Series, that is back for its second year. So you're kind of seeing a theme here. We had Food Truck Thursday start last year. It was successful, and we're bringing that back. And now the Tavern Stage Music Series is coming back. Our partners at Twin Creeks, they've done a great job last year with us to host that event and, you know, kind of get our feet wet in the music series arena, and we had the great turnout last year, and we're looking forward to a great summer again this year. Bands will be released soon, so stay tuned. You can follow us on socials at Roanoke County Parks Recreation and Tourism or Explore Park to learn more about that. And of course, that is always on the second Friday of the month from May to September.
Yes.
So 5 straight months of some great music, some great scenery while you're out at Explore Park. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more of I say chill venue, but you know, you have the lawn at Twin Creeks Brew Pub where you can bring a picnic blanket or chair, enjoy some great music on the tavern stage, which was built last year. And then, you know, Twin Creeks has you covered with some great food options, great burgers, and some different beverage options as well. So they have their Virginia wines and ciders set apart from their craft beer that's brewed in Vinton, and then they take it up to the brew pub at Explore Park. And it's been a really cool partnership to have with them, you know, to expand some of the event offerings there. And we're looking forward to the second summer of that this year.
I am looking forward to it as well. It was a great time. I was able to make it to at least 2 of them last year. So it was great to see everyone out there and to get to have some of the food at this is another word that I don't know how to say. The B-R-A-U-G-H.
It's B-R-U-G-H. So okay. It's just the brew. It's the old historic brew tavern.
So it's pronounced brew then?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why I was always hesitant, is because I, yeah. Okay, so now I know how to say it.
Yeah, so it's kind of a play on words.
Okay.
It's the historic brew tavern, because back in the day at Explore Park, when it was the brew tavern, it was a restaurant, mm-hmm. and back when it closed, it was dormant until, I believe, 2018 or 19, when Twin Creeks was able to become the vendor who operates that. So they're open on weekends throughout the year, and normally Thursday to Sunday during the summer, early fall, but weekends are definitely great, because if you're camping at Explore Park, or if you're hiking or biking, or if you need a place to eat when you're out there, Twin Creeks has you covered, and they've been a great partner for us out at Explore Park. And the music series was great, because, you know, it was cool to see a lot of people from the region on a Friday night come out to the Explore Park, have a good time, be able to relax with family and friends, and enjoy some great music. And the lawn will open every night at 5 for those events, and then the live music will run from 6 to 8:30. So get there after work, grab some food, grab a beverage, and then relax and listen to some great local bands.
Perfect. Well, moving forward then to summer camps, it is crazy to think we're already thinking about that.
Yeah, so it's funny, because in my role, we start really looking at everything a few months in advance. As you know, mm-hmm. it takes a little while to plan some things, and we're really looking 3 to 6 months in advance of everything. So after Illuminites takes place in December, really one of the first things we start looking at is, all right, what are we planning for summer camps? Mm-hmm. Registration began in mid-February for Camp Roanoke's summer camps and our kids in camp, but then enrichment camps, pre-K enrichment, that registration opened up a few weeks ago. So okay. If folks want to register or their kiddo in advance online, they can go to RoanokeCountyParks.com/camps, and we have the whole list of offerings there. So I'll kind of run through those real quick. We'll start off with Camp Roanoke. I know you've been out to Camp Roanoke before.
Yes.
And experienced some of the things that our campers will experience.
Yes.
And so feel free to chime in with any of your experiences. but basically, for Camp Roanoke, that is our outdoor camp that is on the western side of Roanoke County, out in the Salem area. Roanoke County's portion of Salem. And basically, it is a camp for rising 2nd to 5th graders that they get to immerse themselves outdoors in nature all day. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really cool way for them to kind of unplug, you know, from some of our devices and really get outside and experience some things that they might not be able to experience every day. Like we have archery. We have an archery range that they get to experience. We have hiking trails, environmental education, and some, you know, team building exercises where they'll be able to be a part of a team and, you know, really experience things out in nature. They also have a 44-foot high climbing tower.
Yes, they do.
Yep. You've been on that. I've done it a few times. It's a really, really fun experience for kids to kind of similar to treetop, kind of conquer their fears and, mm-hmm. you know, be able to, you know, socialize with other kids and be outside while they're doing it. Then we also have at Camp Roanoke for the older kiddos, the rising 6th and 7th graders, our Discovery Plus program. That has a few less kids in that program due to some ratios, but basically they get to do the same things: archery, climbing tower, a lot of those environmental ed, some of those programs that are geared towards the older kids, but those kids also get to go to Treetop Quest for a field trip on Fridays when they're there. So if you do have an older kid in sixth or seventh grade who'd like to be in that camp, not only is it at Camp Roanoke, but they get to go to Treetop as well.
Awesome. That is really nice to just have that comprehensive experience then.
Yeah. And then, you know, as we shift gears, we also have Kids in Camp, which is for rising first to sixth graders. This is more of your typical summer camp, and it's one of our more popular offerings. We have that located at Green Ridge Recreation Center in northern Roanoke County, and then we have Cave Spring Elementary in south Roanoke County. So some different options for wherever you're living or wherever you have to drop your kid off for summer camp. And that's really a full day of camp that starts at 7 in the morning and goes all the way to 6. Right. So they have a wide range of activities. They have some outdoor playtime. They have indoor pool access at Green Ridge, but then they also have some STEM activities and some, you know, learning to kind of keep them in the groove, even though they're in summer camp, still keeping them in the groove with, you know, STEM activities and, you know, active learning. And then they do have some guest speakers who come in to, you know, show them different things about their jobs, like Roanoke County Fire and EMS. They actually come out to each one of those camps as well.
Oh,
so the
good.
Kiddos get to learn a little bit about, you know, some of the other professions, not only in Roanoke County, but some of our other local partners as well. So that's always fun.
Wow.
And then those kiddos get to come to Splash Valley and Treetop Quest each week. So that's two of their three field trip opportunities that are planned for them. So it's really a whole day of fun at Kids in Camp each week of summer.
Yeah, that is awesome. You guys really have thought of everything just to loop in a lot of different experiences and exposure.
Yeah, it's really fun to see, because whenever I get to visit summer camps, it's like, man, I really wish I could be doing this right now. It's kind of nice to take a break out of the office,
mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know. But it's one of those things where those kids are always having fun. They're always engaged and active and really on the move, whether they're in the gymnasium, whether they're out on a field trip at Treetop Quest. I mean, your kid is going to have a great time out at summer camps with Roanoke County, whether it's Kids in Camp or Camp Roanoke.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have some half-day camp options. Those are geared towards more enrichment for pre-K and ages 5 to 15. So we have some different, some new food camps this year where the kids will be able to either bake or create some food dishes as well, with some different theme options. We have some STEM camps going on at Brambleton Recreation Center. And one of those is a new electronics camp where that's geared for some of the older kids, where they can learn some of the electronics, you know, some circuit board activities, some of those things. And then Bricks for Kids is one of our community partners, Prestige Gymnastics, and then the Virginia Children's Theater are three of the different local organizations who we partner with to offer some summer camps at our facilities as well. So, you know, we have a full slate of summer recreation activities through camp. And then can't forget about our friends in athletics.
Yes.
Because they have
yes.
archery camp, soccer camp, and volleyball camp. Those are some of the more classic sports camps that we have coming up. And then some more options are coming soon, because our staff are still planning a lot with some of the local high schools and universities mm-hmm. to have some of their coaches and maybe their student athletes help out to provide some summer camp options, you know, to really gear the focus of that for kids who are either looking to get into the sport or, you know, trying to get into the sport before they participate in our recreation leagues in youth athletics, or maybe middle school age as they're trying out for middle school sports.
That's awesome. And I really do. I remember hearing this and talking about this last year on the podcast, but I love that student athletes. I love that student athletes are looped into this, and that's a great opportunity for them to still practice the sport over the summer, but also to give back to the community and just to have somebody that the kids at camp can look up to.
Yeah, it's really great, because I remember when I was a kid, I believe I took the baseball camp when I was younger, and I believe it was William Byrd High School where I ended up going. And anytime I did play high school baseball, so anytime that I was able as a high school student to, you know, help with some of those camps, it's really kind of full circle and rewarding, because you're really, you know, helping develop the younger kids. But as a younger kid, you look up to some of those high school and college athletes, mm-hmm. and it really, you know, it gets them in the mindset of, hey, I can do this one day. And then they can learn a new sport or skill that can carry them on into a bright future in Roanoke County.
I agree. I think that'll be great to keep them involved and to get them out of the office a little bit longer.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yes, we have definitely gone through a lot of opportunities to get out of the office just throughout the spring. We didn't even get to touch on the summer ones too much, but I look forward to hearing more about them next month when we sit down and talk about all the opportunities out of the office and at Parks, Recreation, and Tourism.
Yeah, thanks as always for having me. It's always a blast to, you know, highlight a lot of what we do for the region and community. And it's been great over the past year to kind of take this journey. And it's funny because, you know, I look back and a lot of the stuff may be the same, but as you see with our upcoming events, we've got two or three new events or different mm-hmm. spins on events. So there's yes. always something that our staff, shout out to them, you know, they're being innovative in our community recreation programs, getting folks engaged in, you know, learning, whether that's our new cultural arts studio mm-hmm. for our art room at Brambleton Recreation Center, or, you know, it's a new event like a Parkside Picks or a solar eclipse viewing that, you know, gets people out and moving and active in our parks.
I am excited to be out of the office and to do some of these events. Like what you said, for example, the Food Truck Thursdays, that's now done in the spring and we're rotating parks. So I'm really excited between now and the next podcast to at least be checking out Food Truck Thursdays, but I know there will be plenty of other opportunities for fun as well.
Yeah, thanks as always for having me, and I'm looking forward to next month.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much for listening to this month's episode of Out of the Office. Spring has definitely sprung in the Roanoke Valley, and we have so many opportunities for fun, so please be sure to tag us in your pictures because we want to see you out of the office and having some out of the office fun.